excited about their pizzas.
Well, then let's go somewhere you get excited about.
I get excited
about
their pastas, which I think are underrated.
I'm going to get pasta too there, because I like the tomato pasta.
I thought we'd already started.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Sorry, we're in the middle of arguing about where we're going to go for dinner. Okay, go. Go. Please, after you.
Welcome to a Patreon-only episode.
Sorry, the camera's got much closer. It was further away before. I just feel like it snuck up on us a little bit. Well, you sneaky little camera.
Well,
this is Ed. No, sorry.
Well,
okay.
Welcome
no,
to.
You go when you're.
Welcome
no,
to
whenever
a.
Hey.
Welcome to a Patreon-only episode of Why Is Harriet Crying with me, Sunil Patel, and this is Harriet Kemsley, who cries a lot.
Hey.
Hey, Elliot, our producer, is here, but he's other side of the room. What's he doing? He's cleaning his hands, dirty boy. Do you reckon I should start my own podcast where I just talk about my feelings on my own?
Yeah, fine, do it. I don't care. Why would you ask me that? You're just trying to hurt my feelings.
No, because I've got this machine in the building. You leave it here, so I could just record stuff on my own.
You could just record me messages. I quite like it.
What? Just
I don't know how
voice
to
messages.
To them. I don't know how to listen to them.
Do you like voice messages on WhatsApp?
On your phone. No, I hate it when people leave me a voicemail.
Yeah,
message.
Exactly.
It's like a chore you have to do.
Not voicemail, like WhatsApp voice notes.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It always feels like a chore and like somebody's like showing off.
No, do you know what it is? It's so that you have to open the message to know what it is rather than just read the notification.
Yeah, it's really
and then
annoying.
They're like, all right, yeah, they read it. They heard it. They haven't responded.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
It's a power play.
And then people send it, and then I text back, and then they send it again, and then I text, and you're like...
Oh, do you never do a voice note back?
I do sometimes, but I'm very self-conscious doing it. And like, it just takes me ages, because then I have to do it again, and then I have to do it again because I said the wrong thing.
Well, I'm sorry we've started like that.
No, it's fine.
But,
it's important to talk about.
Harriet's feelings about voice notes.
It's important people know.
I think Pizza Express's pastas are underrated. That's what I will say. I think they should be renowned for their.
We agree on finally.
For their three, they do three pastas.
Pasta Express, it should be called.
But there's very few places you can get where you think you'd go out for pasta.
Yes.
Like Bella Italia, Bella Pasta.
No, like an Italian restaurant.
Ask shut
it's
down.
Not everything is a chain, Sunil. You can go to just Mamma Mia's, you know, just like a family-run Italian
I know, but if you
place.
Go to a high-end Italian, if you go to an actual Italian restaurant run by Italian people, they don't give you enough pasta.
Yes, they do.
No, they give you a little bit. They're like,
that's
this is how
Italian.
We do it at home.
No,
and I'm like, I just want to feel full.
I love being full. I don't understand people that are like, I hate the feeling of being
just
full.
Just a little bit of food.
It makes me feel really bloated.
They
I'm
say
always
in China.
Bloated.
Is it Okinawa? No, that's Japan, isn't it? Okinawa. I think they were talking about, there was a documentary about aging and longevity. And they said that basically you can live much longer if you don't. If you stop eating before you're full, which
I
is
think
very
that's
bad news.
Probably very full, but bad news. And you have to eat slowly, and I just gobble it all up very quickly.
You can gobble it all up, but you have to stop. Oh,
you
that's
no, that's it. If you eat
it's
slower,
to stop
then
you,
you
overeating.
Know. Yes, you have to. And so, you're going to chew 30 times. Then that feels embarrassing.
You have to leave the table when you're 80% full.
Once I've sat down, though, I don't even want to stop. We've got a whole cake in front
We've
of us.
We've got an entire cake in front of us.
Just keep looking at it.
It's very easy to eat that kind of stuff because it doesn't really...
doesn't feel like
food.
And then it doesn't fill you up, so you just want more. And then you get a headache.
And then you get
and then
a
you
headache and then
you
bang and
you
have a bit more
headache.
Cake.
You just want to eat more. How's your hypnotherapy going?
Yeah, so I got hypnotized, guys, by a qualified lady.
Have you had any weird reactions? Like, are you suddenly like pretending to be a chicken if someone says yogurt?
No. I was fully aware of what was happening. It was basically just meditating while she talks to you.
I could do that for you easily.
Yeah, but I'm not trusting you to hypnotize me, am I?
Why? What do you think I'll do?
Well, obviously, whatever you think is fun.
I'd make you be a chicken whenever someone said yogurt.
I bet that wouldn't be funny after a while.
It would be really sad after a while. Because the only way to stop it would be to say sausage roll. But then yogurt and sausage roll
That's
doesn't go together.
Choose.
So it would be very rare that anyone would ever be able to stop you.
If I hypnotized you, I'd hypnotize you so that you were less scared of stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. That made you look bad, didn't it? So all I wanted to do is make you
look
bad.
No, everyone wants to see you just be a chicken. It's good if you have a vulnerability.
I
think it's good. It makes you more likable.
I just showed a lot of joy before this podcast started recording.
Did you?
When I realised that the wedding we're going to, because of the government restrictions in place, no dancing or singing is allowed.
We just heard
and
the.
I could not have been happier.
We just heard the announcement from Boris Johnson that there could be no singing or dancing, and Sunil said, "Yes!"
I was fucking
and then
delighted.
Clapped his hands and
I
said,
sang and danced.
He sang
the news
and danced.
Enjoy
that
sing
nobody
or dance.
Else could sing or dance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it turned out we're going to a wedding, so
I don't mind other people, but I don't mind other people singing and dancing. I don't know why I have to do it as well.
You love dancing. You're such a liar. You're such a liar. You just want to act cool. You love dancing so much.
It's not
much.
Cool to say I don't like dancing.
Yeah, it's cooler to say you don't like things because all the cool people, they don't want to do things. So you're like smoking a cigarette and hanging out by the bike sheds being like, oh, it's too lame to join the line dancing.
This is a real insight into your school days, isn't it? I don't know what's cool. Maybe you're trying too hard to find out what is.
Some of us just know, some of us don't.
You don't need to
You're
know.
You're born with it.
You don't need to know.
You can just be born with it.
You don't need to know.
You
can just be yourself.
Just yeah, be but yourself. What if you're what if yourself
let's put a
is
vote
uncool?
Up. Let's put a vote up to say who's the cooler person. I'd be very happy if it was Harriet. I'd be happy for her.
You wouldn't be happy.
I'd be happy for her.
You wouldn't be. It's not true.
If you as Patreon subscribers say that I'm not as cool as I'm not cooler than Harriet, I wouldn't mind.
This is actually something that another bone that I have to pick with you. You keep commenting on my outfits every time I see you. I went to see Sunil's show at Soho Theatre the other day and I walked up to him and he went, oh, what is this little jacket that you're wearing? Like, you always like belittle it. You try and make it very
but it's
as if it's funny, like a funny joke, but it's just a jacket. Why is it funny?
Because it is little to me. It's smaller. It's a small jacket.
But why? But you're saying it as if like
because you wear interesting clothes. I think it's worth commenting.
Interesting.
On.
That's an insult.
They're fun. They're fun clothes.
No fun. No one wants to wear fun clothes. Nil.
You wear clothes
so
with
rude.
Disco Paris written on them. That's fun. What's more fun than a disco in Paris?
I actually was wearing this dress the other day. It's a green and blue dress with flowers.
It's a nice
on.
Dress.
Thank you, but you've already belittled me, so now you have to bring me back up again. It's a classic.
But she was wearing a blazer,
yeah.
With sort of fun little patches on
See,
it.
See, there we go. Fun little patches. It's those kind of diminishing words.
So funny little.
Funny little.
Some funny little sort of patches. You wouldn't see it anywhere else. I don't know where she got it. No, where did you get it from?
It was actually quite expensive. I bought it and then I immediately panicked and. Was like, okay, fine, I'll send it back. And then I went to send it back, but
don't
it only
send it
had...
back. It's very nice.
No, but I got it a few years ago.
Oh.
But it only had a 14-day... They were very sneaky. You know, it usually takes a month, but okay. It only had 14 okay. days, so I missed it because I hate going to the post office.
Yeah.
I've already been through that before
through
about
this,
the post office. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was wearing this... No,
but
sorry.
You never worn it before?
I wear it all the time. I just don't wear it with you.
Why?
Because I wear it to more like sophisticated things.
So you wore it to...
I wear it in my sophisticated life. I don't wear it to
you
like...
You wore it to my show where I talked about how I'd eaten sausages for 3 days. A sophisticated
yeah.
event.
Well, it was an evening out, you know.
An evening at the theatre. I've eaten sausages for 3 days. That's theatre now. That is theatre.
It's not theatre.
In London's
it's
West
whatever
End.
Whatever it wasn't theatre. I don't know what it was, but it wasn't theatre.
Sorry, well, just to ask before you say what you're going to
say. Don't threaten me with that knife.
Cutting a cake.
I knew you'd have more. I knew you wouldn't be able to do
it. I'm cutting a cake
yeah.
for you.
No, I don't want it. Anyway, I was wearing this. You just cut it. No, you have to eat it now. You can't just cut it.
Yeah, I know.
So I was wearing this dress the other day at a lift. And then this woman went, oh, I like your dress. And then another woman went, yeah, I like it. And then she said, those colours don't usually go together. What is it? Blue and green shouldn't be seen.
Is that right?
That's what she said. And then
is that
I was
green?
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, trying something a bit different. She's like,
just random women said that to you?
Just random women in a lift.
Where was the lift?
In the bank.
It wasn't in the bank. You didn't get a lift in the bank.
I can't tell you. It was a private place. You'll never go there.
I'm going to go there.
The
I'm going to find those women and I'm going to shake their hands.
You like,
you're right,
COVID.
Blue and green doesn't.
It
no, but that's the dress is nice. It's not
Thank
something
you.
To comment on, but
Thank
the
you.
Blazer was quite striking because it had like
Thank
lightning.
My
it had
striking.
Lightning on the sides.
Thank you for saying that.
Did it have
yeah,
lightning?
So
you have to comment on that.
No, but you don't have to do it in like a bemused like, oh, what's the little lady wearing today kind of way. Like that's how you do it. Like,
but you say that to me about stuff I wear. sometimes.
I don't say, what's the little lady wearing? I've never said that about you ever.
Next time you're bemused by what I'm wearing, you have to say, what's the little lady wearing?
What's the little lady wearing today?
Yeah.
No, your outfit is very bland today. There's
no way I wear very bland stuff. Yeah.
Comment on anything about it. It's very boring.
No. What about the orange socks? Not even worth commenting on, is it?
You're just trying something, trying to get a personality through your clothing, but it's not really... Anyway, sorry.
Yeah.
Hypnotherapy.
Oh, this is a mess.
Why did you wait until I asked you a question to shove that in your gob? Now you're going to have to lick your fingers because it's covered.
Slowly into the camera.
This is what the patrons really get.
Oh, that's where you ate that really badly. There's a fork there.
What's the question?
Hypnotherapy. What is it? How'd it go?
Hypnotherapy is
meditation, and then you just help
me. Yeah, this was a lady asking me why I smoke.
Why do you smoke?
Right, I'm not telling you.
Trying to be cool. No, trying to be cool by the black shin, so I'm not to get in the
way. I never smoked at school.
Yeah, because you weren't cool at school.
I was a nerd.
Yeah, you actually voted in your show about your briefcase.
I was actually voted. Well, everyone had to have a briefcase.
No one has to have a briefcase.
I was actually voted most popular boy at school.
Laughed.
What are you laughing at, Elliot?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow. They voted for that. That seems like a school shouldn't do that.
No, they shouldn't,
but
they did. They actually voted for like best looking and like funniest as well.
Didn't get those.
They didn't get funniest. Matt B's got those. Funniest? My friend Matt B's.
What does he do now?
He's a graphic designer.
Shame. He should have been the standout, really. He's funnier than you.
But it's never the people that are like the funniest people at school.
No, it's just the people that have nothing to lose. I was going to say to me, Sunil talked about having a briefcase in his show, like a little nerd. So there was a girl at our school who had a pull-along suitcase.
Trunky.
No, but it wasn't even one of those, it was an actual suitcase that she pulled along.
Oh, like a cabin suitcase.
Got bullied a bit for it, yeah, and like sometimes some of the bigger girls would steal it and ride down the halls in it.
Right,
and
so
it breaks my heart. Yeah, Elliot, why are you laughing at that?
I can't stop laughing at it. He, don't look at me, he says.
He's crying.
So he had to invest in a heavy plastic briefcase. It was absolutely just the stupidest thing.
Yeah.
There's no need for briefcases. Does anyone have briefcases now?
I have to admit something.
What?
I went through a slight phase in year five when I did have a briefcase.
You did? How old is year five? And what, your parents bought you a briefcase?
No, it was my dad's old briefcase.
Oh my God.
I just thought it would be like, I was like, this is really practical. I liked how it went click, click. And then you put your things
How
in
old is year five?
Old.
9 or 10, you had a briefcase. What's it like?
It was a brief period.
The one thing
that
binds us. We both had briefcases
at
school.
So who's coolest now?
Was it a leather one?
I guess it was in hindsight, and I don't wear leather, so.
Oh, that's a shame. But back in the day, you could buy briefcases from WH Smith.
Really?
Yeah, they're about 25, 30 quid.
I like that you could get a code on it as well, and then you could lock it, and then no one would know how to get
in. That's right. What was in it?
Just probably Beanie Baby.
One Beanie Baby. An old apple.
Lip balm.
Lip balm. You have lip balm as a 10-year-old.
I had really dry lips, eczema. Oh, yeah.
I've been hypnotised. I'm fine now.
Can you just stop smoking like that?
Yeah, this is like a Tuesday morning on a Zoom call from 10:30 till about 11:30.
Did you smoke just before it?
I chugged them down. I was like, I went out for a coffee, had my last had a cigarette, finished my tobacco basically, and I was like, okay, well, that's it now. There's a sort of sense of resignation to it. It's like, well, I've got to go and get hypnotized now. It's over. But yeah, she was very good. And then afterwards, I felt like, now I'd go for a cigarette now. And then I was like, oh no, I don't. I don't smoke. And then the next day, I've never felt more restless in my life. I was feeling like, oh, there's something I should be doing. And there was. That was learning my show.
Oh, yeah.
There was something to be done, and I'd normally procrastinate by smoking, but I didn't have that either, so I was just like, I was wandering around in circles. It was bizarre. But since then, it's fine. Like,
doing okay.
Yeah. I've stopped smoking before.
No, I know. That's why I don't really believe it, but I think it's over a week now, so all the, like, it will have left your body or the...
Yeah. I'll send you her details. She might stop you smoking.
I don't smoke.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. Do you... my mum doesn't listen to the Patreon episode. She doesn't know how. So, again, say what you like on these. Wow, that's so interesting. Do you feel healthier? Are you replacing it with something? Do you think he's reaching for cake?
It's interesting because I've actually been using the George Foreman grill to make like a bit of meat, a bit of veg. Just been
so food.
Yeah, normal food. Just normal sort of nice food. No, I have to be mindful of not doing that. And I haven't been eating. You brought this cake. I've not been like buying chocolates or anything. No.
Really? And no. So do you think you're going to get healthy now? You're going to do exercise and stuff?
Probably do a bit of exercise
maybe
now.
Some star jumps and things?
I saw Jess Fosterkey and I said to her, what do you do in a gym? And she was like, have you never been in a gym? And I was like, yeah. And she went, okay, right. Well, she just says she just lifts weights.
She's amazing. She's so strong.
Yeah. So I'll probably just do that.
Just do that. We'll do what she does. It's probably easy.
But what she said was, I lift weights because I don't like being out of breath. And I was like, yeah, I'd like to do that. I don't like being out of breath.
Yeah. Dylan lifts weights a lot. I think you should.
Dylan Gott?
Yeah, and
yes,
Red
he does
it a lot, so you should go.
I'm going to the gym with Red Richardson.
I mean, I can't imagine what Red does at the gym.
He sends me photos of himself at the gym.
I think he probably spends a lot of time on his phone. I can't imagine him. I
did actually get out of breath the other day. I had a panic attack. I went wild swimming.
A panic attack?
Well, I think it was. I just think, basically, I haven't swum in about a decade. I can't remember the last time I actually had to swim rather than just like, you know, like not in a swimming pool. But in like in a river, it was in Cumbria, and it was cold, and I jumped in and I couldn't feel the bottom, so I just kept treading water. But I started
like
panicking,
like a little dog,
and I didn't realize how much effort that would take. I was completely out of breath,
and I
couldn't actually move. But it was the panic and the cold. It was freezing cold.
Yes. You have to be very careful in reserves because there's something called an oscillating thermocline, which is when the cold water turns into the hot water and they meet, and it can make you paralyzed. So that could have happened. You could have been going in the oscillating thermocline, so that could have been why you...
In a what?
Oscillating thermocline.
Oh.
A crazy man told us once when we were camping on a river.
But it sounds like you've prepared that.
What do you mean?
You've taken a run up in your head to those words.
Yes, because it has a lot of S's in it. and a TH. So that's a bad...
Well, I had to be pushed to the shore.
Oh my God,
like an old dog. and then I just sat on the edge. But yeah, it was an interesting experience. Love beautiful part of the world, Cumbria. And then I had to, like, it's really shit when you go to somewhere so beautiful that you drive back into London and you're like, oh, here I am on the Holloway Road.
You sent me quite a few messages. You seemed like a bit of a changed man while you were there. Like, you were like, look at this, isn't this nice? And you were like, I went swimming. And I was like, I do not remember a time when I've ever heard you say you've been swimming.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Did you wear a t-shirt in this?
I wasn't actually going to get in, so I had my clothes on when I went in.
What?
No, I had t-shirt on and swimming shorts.
Oh.
I was just going to paddle, and then I realised there's no bottom, so you have to jump right in. There's no floor, so you can't paddle. And then we walked off, and then two locals were like, do you want to watch us jump in from like 80 foot? And they did it.
Whoa.
It looks really jumping down into a waterfall.
It is. I did that in Broadstairs once and then felt scraped all down the side of the pier. I didn't jump out far enough and then just had blood everywhere. Yep, keep talking because you're doing that. I actually went swimming on Sunday because we got given Soho House membership for doing this work for them. So we took Red and Rosie, and Red was so excited. It was like he said a few points that it was the best day of his life.
And I saw the photos. It did look fun.
Yeah, it was fun. But he jumped. There's like he was right next to, you know, the ladder that goes into the pool, and then he went and did like a cannonball into the water right by where all these women were sat on the side. And they just got splashed in the face.
It must have been really busy.
Yeah, really busy. You have to like queue up outside, and then like not everyone gets into the pool area. Some of them just get into the roof area. It's very intense. And there was like a really like spoilt woman who has not queued in like 15 years, and she did not like the idea of queuing.
How many members does that fucking place have?
I don't know. They must have loads of members.
So anyone can join?
No, not just anyone. You have to be approved.
You have to work for them.
But yeah, it was. But it's like one of the only pools in London. You know, like it's not.
It's not one of the only pools.
It's one of the only ones.
There's thousands of pools.
There's
in
not
London.
Thousands of pools at all.
Hundreds.
No.
There's a leisure centre in every borough.
No, but a leisure centre is usually covered. Brockwell Lido, I might go to tomorrow. Actually, do you want to come?
How many swimming pools are in London?
Don't use Siri against me. I'm going to look up my own.
27.
Well, yeah, so that's quite under 100, isn't it? That's under 1,000.
That's the 27
when you said
top,
thousands.
27 top ones. 27 top ones, says Time Out.
Yeah, well, I was in one of the top ones.
It's not in the list.
Stop it. So did you change when you went to Cumbria? Because you did seem
I did, actually. I really, like, it was a real eye-opener because I thought, oh, you know, it's nice here.
Yeah.
It's calm.
Yeah.
And then I think...
Might be calm in Acton, though. Sinner's moving to Acton tomorrow. No one else lives near him. He'd be quite lonely, I think, maybe.
Bobby's coming round. We're going to play golf.
Yeah.
Elliot, do you want to come round to Acton, play golf with me and Bobby?
Yes.
Why don't you ask me?
Because it's not the done thing to ask you.
Why?
Because it's funnier not to.
I hate golf, but I play crazy golf.
Well, they do drinks there.
Great. I'm in.
Get her a mimosa. She'll be sitting on the edge. What's the news from you? Yeah.
Not much is happening really with me. I keep getting parking tickets, so that's a little bit frustrating.
In your big new car?
Yeah, well,
what's... 4x4?
What's confusing is that, you know, they keep putting these flower pots on the side of roads, and then they have a picture of, like, a car and a bike with a red circle around it, and then I keep driving up to it and being like, it doesn't have a cross through it, so that must mean you can drive through it.
No.
And I drive through it, and they take a picture of me, and they send it to me, and they say I have to pay 60 quid.
Yeah, the red circle means no.
But... It didn't used to. They've updated it.
Yeah,
it used to
changed.
Be a cross. You can't just change what a sign means without telling anybody.
No, that sign has always meant that, but they have added those like plants and those traffic.
Yeah, and they didn't
things.
Tell anybody. They just like sneaked up on me, and so I keep driving through them.
Well, stop driving through that sign.
Well, I know that now because I did it once, and then they delayed sending it to me for a month, and in that time, I drove through another one.
Does it take points off your license? Okay, so you've had a couple of parking. How is it driving your big new car?
It's actually great. It's actually really easy to drive. It's really nice.
Can you drive me?
Yeah, but you have to sit in the back with Sunny. Sunny has a dog car seat. It's like a little baby seat. You have to sit next to him.
He can't go in the boot.
What?
I'm asking.
What are you talking about?
Does he not have a box in the boot?
You can go in the boot.
I'll go in the boot. Do I have a box in the boot?
Yeah, you can have a box in the boot. No, he's got a little car seat.
Oh, really?
It's really cute.
What, he has to sit in it or he's allowed
he
to...
He can, like, lie down and so he's just in the back of the...
A dog
like,
car seat?
Yeah, okay, stopping. And he's like, yeah, it's because it's safer because he used to just go on my lap, but if you stop, they can go through the windscreen.
How's his training coming along?
Very good, actually. He now... We put him to bed and then he doesn't... We don't put down a puppy pad or anything, and then he gets up in the morning. To be fair, he pissed on his bed last night.
I read a very interesting thing from a dog trainer the other day.
Really?
And they said most of the time we're not actually training the dog, we're training the owner.
That's what my dad always says. If the dog does something wrong, it's not the dog's fault. It's actually your fault because you haven't trained it or taught it very well.
Yeah, but he's not doing anything wrong, is he?
No, he's lovely. He's so sweet. And he stops smelling so bad, and that's really helped matters.
His farts?
No, his body.
His body smells bad. Well, stop smelling his body then.
Well, I think it's because cats always smell so nice. I always just
no,
had Isla, and she
don't
was just
smell.
They
nice.
Do. They're so clean.
Cats
they they smell like.
Oh, they
like,
do lick themselves.
They
a lot,
smell
yeah.
lovely. Whereas dogs, there is a dog smell, and if you don't wash them every, so I told you I got the Kiehl's shampoo. I got him Kiehl's dog shampoo because it's really
God.
Expensive, but he smells really lovely.
Is that tested on animals? In which case, is that good?
Oh my God, do you think they test it on dogs and then they give it to dogs? Oh my God.
Who do
anyway,
they test
boy,
animal
no,
shampoo?
Too late.
Okay.
And then I got my dad a Kiehl's shampoo.
Same one.
As well. It is for humans, yeah. But it's probably the same thing. It's fine. Bobby's allowed out the house.
That's good.
Really good. It was so exciting when he left the house because it was like
going
places
days
in
isolation.
The real world.
Yeah.
But he hasn't because he was gone for a month and then he was isolating for like 5 days each time.
But he was alone in Lithuania as well, wasn't he? Essentially,
yeah,
working
yeah,
and then back to the hotel.
He wasn't to get near
room.
People. So now it's like, but he also wasn't here when gigs were happening or like you could go to a restaurant inside.
So
it's been
it
really exciting. We've just been seeing lots of people, we're doing lots of fun things. Just so happy that life is back, but getting a bit tired, just having too much fun.
You are getting a bit tired, aren't you?
Yes,
it is pretty exhausting. I think like, I'm looking forward to going into isolation next week.
Yeah, that seems like something you'd say.
It's just 5 days of like not being told I can't do anything. It's like, oh, great, I can just...
Oh, yeah, your choice is taken away from you.
Yeah, having the choice taken away.
You didn't like it last time, though. You got really bored.
No, I liked it.
You didn't like it.
I did.
You're just... It's like with childbirth, you're...
Same as with childbirth.
You're convincing yourself it wasn't as bad as it was so that you can do it again.
It's not... it's the idea when you have that block of time that you'll get the things done in that time that you wish you'd done before. But the truth is, you're never going to get those things done because you never really wanted to.
Wow. What do you want to get done?
I don't know. Like, right, I've got to do a new show in Hastings on the 9th of July.
Oh, yeah, I'm there the day before you.
Yeah.
I think you're going to do the old show.
I can't. I don't know.
I think you're probably going to do the old show.
I think Harriet's doing her old show.
I've got a new show, actually, brand new.
Often people don't want to see your new stuff.
Thank you. thank you so much.
What's your new show about?
I think it's going to be about body image and the beauty industry.
Tell the people.
Body image and the beauty industry.
I've got a load of new stuff about body image and the beauty industry.
No, you stopped. Is that why you messaged me? Sunil, before he did his show at Soho Theatre, he messaged me and said, I'm going to talk about chlamydia. Why did you message me that? And I said, it's fine.
Because you keep telling me not to do the bit I do about chlamydia.
Why?
Because it's offensive to people with chlamydia,
oh,
which is
you.
Oh,
yeah, you're shaming people with chlamydia.
I'm not shaming them. I'm saying it's shaming. Great. Anyway.
Yeah, but no, we don't need to hear it's great from you.
You don't have chlamydia.
I don't have it anymore. I don't know. I did the antibiotics twice.
Well, thanks for...
When did you last get tested? You might have chlamydia.
I don't need to get tested for chlamydia.
I'm going to test you. I'm going to steal your pee from
you. You're going to shove a fucking...
And I'm going to take it to an STD clinic, and then I'm going to find out that you have gonorrhea, and then I'm going to
drag me in
there
and go, test this! Gonorrhea. What's the one that... Is it herpes that you can never get rid of?
Yes. It's very difficult when you get a flare-up, and it's... I think it's very stressful. But... Glad I never got it.
That's what you're gonna say.
You think I was gonna say had it?
Yeah, because you know a lot about it and that.
I just well researched on STDs.
We had a guy coming around to our school to teach us about STDs, and he put some slides up on the screen.
Oh, they're horrible! The slides,
just like discharge coming out of penises and stuff.
Oh, the slides are so bad, and like all the insects and stuff and the sores.
And we were like 15, and we'd be like, well, "What are we gonna do with that information?"
Well, you're meant to take it forward and be like.
We didn't know a single woman. We didn't have any girls
15.
At our school. We didn't know. It was a boys' school.
15.
It was a boys' school.
I'd lost my virginity at 15.
Does your mum listen to this?
No, she doesn't listen to the Patreon.
No.
15.
Yeah, but we didn't. Where were. What? How?
Just like on the street. I don't know. Like talk to a girl at the cinema on a bus.
Talk to a girl at the cinema.
You didn't get a bus. I bet you got, because you were in private schools, you didn't get a bus.
I did get a bus, actually.
Well, why don't you talk to a girl on a bus?
There's no girls on the buses, people
what,
going
girls
to work.
Don't get buses.
Why would
girls
they get
buses?
Why would they get the bus to my school?
Bus. Well, it goes other places. Oh, you had a school bus. You had a private school bus.
No, I didn't
bus.
Have a school bus.
Yes.
Basically, there was a bus into town and then you walk up from town.
Yeah, exactly.
Why am I talking about my old bus routes?
I just don't understand how you didn't meet a girl. You go to any school discos?
What, with the other lads?
They didn't join
school
with any...
Actually, school trips, sometimes there'd be other girls there.
Whoa, what would
and
you
that's
do?
When we just fucking
Whoa.
Smashed the living shit out.
I think that might be the end of the podcast for today. We're going to go to...
Elliot, you have to edit that bit
it.
Out.
No, you have to keep it.
No, I won't do this podcast ever again if you keep that in.
You have to keep it.
No.
Because it was funny because then you laughed because you try and be a really laddie and then you laugh, so it's fine.
But I got it wrong as well.
Yeah, no, you,
I
it was an absolute
say, smashed living shit out.
Yeah, it really sounded bad. And
all right, I'm going to start my own podcast where I can talk about these things.
Fine, start your own podcast. I don't care.
Elliot's going to do his own podcast as well. It's about how he used to be a podcast producer and had to stop because of... This is how it ends. This is how it ends. I find your new jobs.
I'm going to do my own podcast, but I'm never going to be able to release it because I don't know how to edit it. So we're all going to have podcasts.
Thanks as usual for listening.
Thanks for listening, everybody.